We salute them. Our chief executive, Adrian Bell, talks about the remarkable planning and precision behind D-Day and the invaluable contributions of all the small cogs critical to its success. When talking to our veterans about their experience of D-Day, many often dismiss or trivialise as unimportant the part they played. Many say that they were no more than a small cog in a huge enterprise. However, when we take a step back and consider the scale and the ultimate success of that operation, it could not have succeeded without such commitment from so many people playing their part. This was an operation the like of which had never been done before and has never been done since. In early 1944, Southwick House became the headquarters of the main Allied commanders. Today, it still contains the original and unique Grade 1 listed painted wooden map that fills an entire wall from floor to ceiling and side to side. It shows the south coast of Britain and the north coast of France, detailing ports of departure, landing beaches, convoy routes, minefields, tidal conditions, drop zones, and more. It was used both to monitor progress and to brief VIPs, including King George, Churchill, and de Gaulle. It is said that the two carpenters who made the map in the early 1944 were, on completion of their work, incarcerated benignly until after the invasion, lest they spilled the secrets they had become so much a part of. The coordination and control of all the activity was a huge task, and a very detailed and highly secret operation order was produced. This ran to some 700 pages and included details for all participants from tugboat skippers through landing craft coxswains to beach masters, who each received their own particular subsection detailing exactly what they had to do. These operation orders were collated, typed, and dispatched by a small army of WRNS working under conditions of utmost secrecy. On the day, 7,000 ships and landing craft and 198,000 naval personnel, supported by over 14,000 Allied air sorties, were involved in landing some 156,000 troops on the five beaches in Normandy. Within a few days, 326,000 troops, 50,000 vehicles and 100,000 tons of stores and equipment had been landed. But this was not without cost. There were over 10,000 casualties and 4,000 dead in the same period. By the end of June, 850,000 men and 150,000 vehicles had been landed, my grandfather among them. Yes, many might consider themselves to be just a small cog, but without each and every one of them, it's likely that the eventual success would not have been forthcoming. We salute them all and the part these brave men and women played, not just in the invasion, but also in the ultimate defeat of Nazi Germany and the liberation of Europe. A message from our royal patron. 80 years ago, the veterans featured in this magazine were the heroes of D-Day. Today, they are all supported by Blind Veterans UK as they adapt to life with sight loss. These 15 men and one woman helped change the course of history, enduring the most terrifying of conditions with courage and dedication. We must never forget all they did. Without the right support, sight loss would rob these brave Second World War veterans of their independence. Just as they worked together to make their mission a success, we can unite to make sure they have the equipment and expert guidance they need. As patron of this charity, I see the wonderful ways lives are rebuilt. Thanks to our supporters, the blind veterans of D-Day and all our ex-servicemen and women can win their battle with blindness. Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Edinburgh, GCVO.